Museo Nacional de Antropología in Mexico City houses nearly 600,000 pieces of art and artifacts related to Mexico's history. Every year, millions of people visit the museum, which covers nearly 20 acres of land. In 1985, 124 objects were stolen from the museum, a massive heist seemingly carried out by a gang of expert criminals. But when authorities finally cracked the case 4 years later, it turned out that the culprits were two young, middle-class veterinary students. Sounds like something out of a movie, right? Director Alonso Ruiz Palacios thought so too, and his new movie, Museo, out tomorrow, is based off of this real-life heist. I spoke with Alonso along with the film star Gael Garcia Bernal, and we began by talking about what it's like to film inside the museum at the heart of this story.
I mean, it's a place that ever since you were a little kid, they take you there, and there is a tacit explanation that, you know, this place belongs to you. You know, you are part, you, this is where you come from, or this is who you are in a way, and it belongs to you. And so just being there shooting the movie and feeling in touch with everything, it was that the same kind of sentence, you know, like, this belongs to us. This is something that belongs to everybody. This is amazing, you know, and it was actually really, I don't know, very beautiful and even spiritual.
One of the things that the museum director told us when we were scouting and, you know, getting to know the whole museum was that there hadn't been any graffiti on the museum or the surrounding. There's a lot of graffiti in Mexico City, but the anthropology museum, the first time somebody spray painted one of the walls was, I don't know, like 2000 something. So, it, you know, since it was built in the 60s, there's like this tacit understanding that it's up to the people of Mexico to look after it, and they really have. So that's part of the reason that the theft in 1985 was such a strong blow, you know, in the confidence of Mexicans, and it was like a slap in the face, you know.
And that's what I was going to ask you, is that there were, 124 different items that were stolen from the museum, and this feels like a collective cultural trauma almost.
Yes, it did. And at the same time, there's a lot of, you know, it's a myth. I mean, this theft, I think, has the quality of a myth in Mexico, because everyone has a different version of it. Mm. So, I mean, that became part of the DNA of the film as well, to embrace these contradictions and also like make our own version of this story.
And the kind of what added a mythical quality to this was the fact that the question that was planted was, why did they do it? Mm-hmm. Why did two kids do this? You know, it's something that the authorities, when this happened in Mexico, they didn't believe it was two kids. They thought it was going to be a huge gang of organized crime, you know, worldwide, you know, related to thefts in other parts of the world, in other museums and stuff. And not only that, they thought it must have been people from outside of Mexico. No, mm-hmm. not Mexicans, because yeah. no Mexican would ever do this. Mm. And so the trauma, the big shock was when they found out that it was two kids from a middle-class family from Mexico City that just did it, maybe just even for fun, straight after the earthquake, no? Like 2 months and a half after the 1985 earthquake, which was, I mean, shattered Mexico City. And so it was a horrible thing to feel. I mean, if I was my age back then, I mean, this age that I am back then, I think I would have felt a huge blow to my stomach, you know, like a spiritual, like, oh my God, no, this is like insult to injury. No?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. And of course, you touch on this in your film. These two kids, these guys, were stealing objects, and of course many museums have this history, right, that had already been taken away from communities. And in many ways, museums represent the colonization of a people. So is it a loss to the heritage of the country? Is it a loss to the heritage of the indigenous people of Mexico? What would you think about that?
It's a really complicated question, because I think it doesn't have one straight answer. But I think the side that I was most excited by was looking at it like one of the Mexican intellectuals, Monsiváis, said, when he was asked about the theft, when it happened in 85, he said, I think this is a reminder that you don't know what you have until it's gone, you know? And I think there's something about the theft that did, if there's one positive thing that came out of that, was that people kind of turned to look at this place again and was like, we have this amazing museum, we have to look after it. And the museum, you know, it was created in 64, in this time in Mexico when they were looking to make a big statement about Mexicanness and to redefine Mexican culture and reinforce it. So that has an upside and a downside. You know, the downside is the looting that has to take place to put all of that in one place. But I think the upside is there's also a line of that in the film that says there's no preservation without looting. And I think preservation and the continuance of memory is essential to a nation, to a country's identity. And I think that's what the museum was about. You know, nowadays we have our politicians, I think, they spend the money on something that will only last for the term, you know, for 6 years. And they don't care what happens after that. And I think back then, there was still this vision of like something that will last forever and something that will make Mexicans proud. And there's a legend when you come into the museum that says this museum is for Mexicans to look at themselves.
And of course, speaking of the history here, I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, there was a fire that destroyed the majority of the collection in Brazil's National Museum. Given that your film is so close to and takes place in a museum, did you have any reactions to the cultural loss there or just, you know, the fire itself?
Yeah, it was shocking and really dramatic.
And Brazil has been going on through a huge, let's say, political hangover. Where this again is like, oh my God, not this also, you know, like now there is no compass to where to go, you know, or to point you the right direction to go.
But I think those things, like I was saying about the theft in Mexico, those traumatic events, they have to have some positive outcome, which is to make people pay attention, you know? Like, how can this happen? How can this not been properly looked after with, you know, all the protocols about fire and all that? You know, it's a traumatic reminder that those things need looking after.
Alonso Ruiz Palacios is director of a new movie out this week called Museo, and Gael García Bernal is star of the film. Alonso, Gael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.